To support this podcast, go to PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Any amount is appreciated. Once again, PositiveSarcasm.com/donate. Thank you and enjoy the program. Walking into a fabric store is not uncommon for me. I like to keep things relatively cheap. No reason to invade Home Goods for a $90 footstool that'll be stuck in the bathroom, covered in farticles for the duration of its life. I've seen college students throw entire department stores into the dumpster shortly after tossing their caps in the air and their beer cans onto the front lawn. I prefer a more frugal approach, now that petrol is an average of 4 mortgages per gallon. Joann's Fabrics is a more secular version of the arts and crafts stores. As the consumerism in me has been running hot lately, my wallet of common sense finally kicked in and calmly began guiding me towards the exit. But not before my wandering eyes were left staring at a welcome mat with pronouns on it. She, her, he, him, they, them. The fuck? And right on cue, here comes the woke, flat-assed soccer mom with her adorable nose-picking daughter. Honey, look, this says she, her. That's what I am. What are you? Are you a she, her? A they, them? Which one are you? Hey, lady, I know what you are. You stupid, weak bitch. The kid's 6 and full of boogers. When you had your ultrasound, did it turn into an argument with a nurse? Granted, the nurse was probably still full of cocaine and gut nut from the night before, but it doesn't change the results on the fucking screen. So I left the store. No fabric, no pillows, no footstool. I didn't record anything. I didn't make a scene. I just left behind a confused 6-year-old girl and her stupid mother as she ponders how to make her weak husband's life even worse. I should have known better and planned around the schedule of the Hobby Lobby, where they take every Sunday off to go across town and protest in front of Planned Parenthood. What happened to the good old days when if a guy wanted some pussy, he didn't need to install it like a water filter? This is why gender and sex are generally connected for a reason, so I can move on with my fucking day and flow with the concept that if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's not a dolphin. Never ever heard a flock of ducks go quack quack with one bring up the rear going, I'm not changing my game plan on biology. Just because the chromosomes of some random tribe around India went a little sideways after an overconsumption of curry. It's peanut butter and jelly and sometimes, very occasionally, fluff. So don't be tossing your woke bullshit into my lunchtime. So in conclusion, if you are to place a welcome mat at the front door, don't MAGA me, or rate me with rainbows, or that new stupid purple triangle one I see sprouting up at some garbage churches. You have 2 options for a welcome mat at the front door. Welcome home, or bring a warrant.